This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I never thought I would be at this point with Juan Soto, a guy who I begged and pleaded the Mets to go get, a guy who I wanted more than any player ever in my fandom. I wanted Juan Soto. The Mets delivered, and every single time this guy has come up in a big spot this year, and there have been plenty, he has failed. I've been giving him some leniency. All right, no, he'll get it next time. He'll get it this time. He hits the back-to-back home runs in the Minnesota series. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be unlocked. And yesterday, a despicable 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts, leaving a small village on the base pass as the Mets lose a series. What? You can debate his comments, whether you like them, whether you don't. Nobody. I don't care if you're Jeff Passan. I don't want to hear the numbers from anybody. Juan Soto has stunk to start his Mets career.
Well, I do have to hit you with some numbers, but I'm not Jeff Passan.
But you're not gonna back him and tell him that it's good.
I'm not gonna say that. All right. He's had 4,200 plate appearances in his career. He's had 79 this year. He's gonna hit.
Well, I'm just saying.
But I'm trying to get to the root of your. Because that's not just disappointment that we're here. We're hearing a little bit of anger.
Time he comes up in a big spot. Yesterday, I'll give you the exact. Now, this has happened all year long. Oh, here we go. Soto's up in a big spot. Starting with the opening game against Hader. Okay, now I gave him a big pass saying, hey, lefty on left. We had that conversation.
It was a nasty pitch.
We broke down the at-bat. I'm not getting on Soto. But every time since then, maybe not literally every game, but a lot of times Juan Soto has come up in spots with guys on the bases, and he's not getting the job done, which led to the comments about the Yankees. But forget about that. Yesterday, individually, I'm getting ready to go out. It was Sammy's birthday. I took off SNY, so I had the game on. We're ready. I'm like, hold on a second. Hold on.
Hey, don't blow out the candles yet, honey. Soto's up.
Soto's coming up in a big spot. Uh-huh. And again, he fails. Time and time again, multiple times yesterday. So I'm not saying he's not going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is 18 games in, he has been, I thought he was going to be the one guy that would not hit a bump in the road, no slow start, instantly come here, just like he did with the Yankees, and take off. And 18 games in, he's been terrible. Not just in accordance to what he did with the Yankees last year, BT, in accordance to what he's done in his career. Small sample, sure. He's been awful to start his Mets career.
Well, it's clear to me. He was just a little more cozy in those pinstripes, buddy.
You see?
Those pinstripes, like a nice Brooks Brothers suit. They fit well, man. Nicely, you know, little 44 long. You know, get because he's got a big chest, I'm sure. Maybe he needs a new suit.
What I will say is that the reason why.
I love that this has happened already. I did not think that this would happen already.
That's kind of the point.
Oh, God.
I don't think. Now, Mets fans are always braced for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not one of them. Kind of like you with the Jets, right? With your mentality.
Yeah.
There are certain moves that I'm like, I wouldn't have done that. But with this Mets regime, I trust them. I believe in them. I did not. Soto is the one guy, even over the years, if I did trust certain players or whatever, it's like, all right, slow start. Maybe you have to get used to that or expect this or that. Soto was the one guy I really never even gave a thought to him struggling. It didn't even cross my mind. It was, no, he's the surest bet that there is. And I'm not worried about him long term. Like, I think that would be ridiculous to say 18 games in, you're worried about Soto long term. What I don't want to hear is people saying, oh no, he's getting on base 40% of the time. You don't pay $765 million to a guy who gets on base 40% of the time. Bullcrap. Every single time he's come up in a big spot, he has failed this year. He did not do that with the Yankees. I don't want to hear the excuses from Soto. I don't want to hear people tell me that the walks are good. I want to start seeing some production. Now, it's 18 games. Enough's enough here. What, before you know, it's going to be a month and then a month and a half. Now, what is the issue with Juan Soto?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I got a couple of questions for you here. All right, so this is, I'm not surprised by your reaction. I don't think you're off base. I get it. I'd be pissed too.
Just for the 18 games.
I got you. And you have said clearly that you think that he eventually gets it going, and I do too. I think most sane baseball fans do. Now, to what degree? Well, I was telling everybody over the winter, I don't think he's banging 40 home runs. I don't think he's a 310 hitter. I think last year was, not that he'll never have a season quite like that again, but that's not what Juan Soto does every year. I tried to tell people that while still walking that balance beam of obviously acknowledging that he's a terrific hitter. But I got a couple questions. Yeah. Number one, are you disappointed? Before the question statement. I understand the emotion if the Mets were losing.
Right.
I understand that.
Well, they did lose 2 out of 3 now to the crappy Twins.
I know. And listen, if this sets in some chain of events here Mets, and by the way, and nobody's hitting outside of Pete Alonso, the Mets offense stinks. It stinks outside of Pete right now. But if they were losing, I fully understand it. This is why, and I need you to tell me if I'm off base with this, those people who try to get separation from taking Soto from the Yankees.
Yeah.
And I hate to bring the Yankees into it, but you did with, you know, with the pinch right, whatever. I almost think that the reaction is partly based on you wanted the immediate flex. And even if you don't know it, you know what I mean? Like subconsciously, you took him from the Yankees and then you wanted player of the month. Hey, guess what? Not only did we take him, but now look what our guy is doing. The fact is, this is what we talked about for 4 months.
Yeah.
The fact that he has been very quiet and fairly impotent at the plate, I think it has ruined the ability for Met fans to gloat, and I still think they want to gloat.
I have been waiting all year long. Now, it's good that the Mets are winning, but I have been waiting all year long to have Soto explode. Whether it was the first series, the second series, the first homestand, this weekend, like whatever. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for those big moments. He continues to get those opportunities and is not coming through. I don't know if it's about gloating. Like, for me, personally, that part of it is over. It's why I said, even though I didn't have a major problem with Soto's comments, I just don't want to hear about the Yankees anymore. To me, it's not about Soto and the Yankees. It's about Soto and the Mets.
But it's always going to be intertwined with that. You know, as long as Judge retires, it's
I'm fine with that.
You know, I know that you know that, but you know, we can say it's not about the Yankees, and it's not because he's a Met. But on some level, it's always going to be about the Yankees because you got Judge, you left them, and now we had one guy's hitting 409, one guy's hitting 236.
When Soto struggles, to me, that's the most important thing. Not that he struggled and he was a former Yankee. The only, in my mind, relative fact to him being a Yankee in this particular case is the way he started with the Yankees. How come he goes to the Yankees and starts the way that he did, but comes to the Mets and starts the way that he did here? The only difference...
I don't know, by the way. Okay. Nobody knows.
Well, remember, we talked about this a week ago on Friday, and people thought it was ridiculous to bring up then when I said that I think he's pressing. The only difference... It's not New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say that the pressure of the pinstripes or the pinstripes are heavy.
Yeah, okay, I don't get into that. Mess around and have some fun, but whatever.
But he succeeded more with the Yankees, so it's not that. The only difference is the contract. The big contract. Is he feeling this pressure to live up to that massive contract? He's performed well in walk years. He's performed well against the best of the best in the biggest spots in the postseason with the Yankees in New York. So it's not a market. He's performed in multiple markets. It's not the World Series. It's not the pressurized game or situations. Walk year, all that stuff. The one thing he hasn't done yet is be the guy and live up to a $765 million contract. And that's why I do think that he's pressing to a certain extent. He could say he's not expanding the zone. Juan Soto looked lost yesterday. Juan Soto has been off since he's been a Met for the most part. I think early on he looked better, but it started to get more into a little bit of a funk here in the last couple of weeks. I know he's going to come out of it eventually, but right now, there's no other way to say it. Juan Soto's been terrible.
But there's also varying degrees of describing he's going to come out of it. Yeah, he's not going to hit 236 this year. He's not going to hit 256 this year, but is he going to hit 296? I don't think that's a guarantee.
Right.
And you know, this is the deeper issue. I know the calls want to jump in. It's more big picture about the Mets lineup, but you know, the deeper you, and it's still early to be fair, but as you start to accumulate almost 100 plate appearances, that's a little less than 20% of the actual at-bats you're going to get right. for the season, just based on the number of at-bats you usually get. So it's not hit the siren of fear. It's bothersome, but if this goes on a little more, he's not going to have a great first year. He could have a good first year, but he's about another 2 or 3 weeks away. If he don't wake up, his first year will not be great.
Well, that's kind of the thing about when it starts getting, you know, it's early. Well, before you know, we were saying the same thing about Lindor for a while, and then before you know it, it's May, June. Now, I don't think that he's going to struggle. Again, I'm just extremely frustrated. And it's the one guy that I thought was a sure bet. No, even the most pessimistic of Met fan expected Juan Soto to hit the ground running and be a beast right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And here we are, 18 games, and he continues to come up in huge spots, and he is killing the team. He's been awful. Not only has he been great, he's been awful.
He has been. I got a quick one for you.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a slightly above average season by his standards.
Yeah.
You guarantee the Mets? Not only guarantee on the air, but are you like within? Do you feel that? Sure that the Mets are a playoff team.
Yeah, I think they got
some issues, man, with that lineup.
I think they could overcome him being what he's supposed to be. So you're saying slightly above average. Yeah, I don't think they need him to go nuts. But right now, BT is not even going nuts.
Nah, he looks bad. Yeah. I mean, you know, just tapping into weak double play, striking out, expanded. He's a mess. You're not wrong.
And in big spots, that's the thing. BT, that's why I wanted him here. Big spots.
I gotta tell you, it's heartbreaking to see. It's sad.
You want to have a repeat of what we had? What was that, earlier in the week?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
PT and Sal on the Fan, our friends in town. Was that earlier this week or was that last week?
Right? I think it was Monday.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Right. I get the days all mixed up. PT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Man, what's Monday? The Master stuff.
That's right. Our friends
at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jose is calling from Canton, Georgia. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
My first time calling. I got to tell you. I've been following Juan Soto since he first came up. I know the guy. I'm Dominican.
Okay.
This guy, he's not the same person. I don't know if you know that. When you see him walking up to home plate, he looks like he doesn't want to be there. I am telling you, he's not the same guy. I don't know why, but I can tell you, I know the guy.
Now, Jose, listen, you say you know him a little bit. Okay. Can you be a little more vivid in your description? Like, with body language, like, what leads you to say that?
Well, I noticed when he was with the National, when he was with the Padres, you can see him work. He was very animated.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the Mets, he's not saying that. He's not doing that.
Well, what happened?
I don't know what happened. I can't tell you what happened. I cannot answer that.
So let's try to figure it out, though, Jose. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in for the first time.
I got a theory, by the way.
Go ahead.
Maybe he laments signing with the Mets.
Okay, but that is one. So now we're getting to why. See, I'm not concerned. There's a big difference, and I'm sure we're going to get a ton of calls that are saying they're concerned or they're not concerned. I'm not concerned. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm annoyed. There's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Concern would be, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, uh-oh, this is a bad contract. What were they doing here? I'm annoyed, and I'm angry. And I do think that what you're saying about, okay, well, one of the reasons why could be because he's, now this is total speculation.
Could be.
That maybe he's, I hate to even use the term unhappy.
No, that's why I use the word lamenting.
Okay, well, whatever.
It's a lot to process, man, before you sign it and then after you sign it. I don't know if that's resolved in a 2 or 3 month span.
And couple that with saying he missed the Yankees, which is totally understandable and not a big deal, but human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Couple that with the comments about, oh, I had the best hitter in baseball. It's different. Now the struggles, and now he's probably starting to be like, well, what the hell's, he's probably thinking about it himself. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
And maybe a part of him was like, I didn't realize how good I had it there. Or I could fly under the radar. I would have gotten paid.
Mm.
And Judge would have been the guy. We
tried to tell him.
Right. So now you're really tapping into why I don't want to hear from Andy Martino or Jeff Passan and the guys who can't relate to being a fan. Mm. All due respect, fans don't want to hear that stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, is it a big deal that he makes those quotes? No. But fans don't want to hear it. And the reason why we don't want to hear it, especially now, is because he's struggling. And if there is any legitimacy to him struggling because of any doubts or thoughts about maybe being better off in a different spot,
mm-hmm.
then that's an even bigger problem. Now, I'm not going to go there yet, but I think anything's possible.
Do you have another one? I mean, if that's just a thought.
I think just the pressure of the contract.
Okay. Okay, Hoff says he's got one. Go ahead, Hoff.
I do. I just think it's really cold. He looks very cold out on the field.
It wasn't cold last year in April at Yankee Stadium.
Get the hell out of here.
It's not cold in October. Come on.
Cold, this guy.
I don't want to hear that. That's another thing. Oh, the look of Soto with the hoodie. Give me a break.
Everybody's wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
And nobody's hitting.
Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, Big King Sal. Yeah, you know what? I'm pissed. I'm sorry. We paid the top player in baseball. Top money, and 18 games in, I'm expecting a lot more. I'm sorry, 3 strikeouts yesterday, unacceptable. Throw him a couple up there. I expect a big hit at the big spot in that game, and we haven't gotten it once. Yeah, a couple games at the beginning of the year, a couple doubles, walks, on base percentage. Yeah, you know what? I know the rest of your team ain't hitting, but they're not getting paid $800 million a year. He's supposed to hit. And we got Pete Alonso, the only guy hitting in the lineup.
Well,
and he's not supposed to be that way.
Even the
he's uncomfortable looking.
Sorry, Charlie, and thank you for the call, Charlie. We appreciate the passion. Even the walk stuff, BT, it's why I wasn't going nuts until now. Yesterday's really bothered me. And that's why I was referencing passing, because when he was minimizing the impact of the comments that Soto made.
Yeah.
Because he's still getting on base 40% of the time.
Is that how he said it?
He's not getting on base 40% of the time. His on base, as a matter of fact, is .367.
Mm.
His OPS is .798.
Oof.
So the numbers aren't adding up to where you could justify being like, all right, well, at least he's taking his walks. He's not being pitched to. No, that's not the case.
It's not the case. I do think that to expect him to change, not that you're saying this, but if there are Met fans that think, because nobody else is hitting outside of Pete, that he's got to change his approach eventually and take fewer walks and become more aggressive and maybe expand the zone a little bit and maybe hit a few more home runs, but also strike out a little bit more and have a lower on base percentage. Well, I think that that's dumb, because you're asking somebody now to change who they are. And what he is, now, he's deficient in certain areas, and I've talked about that, which is why I don't think he's an all-around great player. I think he's a great hitter, certainly certain aspects of hitting. We've hit this many times, mm-hmm. the Tucker Soto thing, the Judge, whatever. You guys know where I stand on that. But if you are now hoping or expecting him to modify the one thing that he's basically done better than anybody in the history of baseball, you're going to be grossly disappointed.
Right.
So don't start expecting that. That's a potential disaster.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I don't want him to change. I'm not sounding the alarms about a long-term concern. I'm reacting to what we've seen so far. Juan Soto has been a massive disappointment to date. Doesn't mean he can't come out of it. 18 games in, he has been a massive disappointment.
Soto.
Yeah, maybe the whisper was fitting, because that's what he's been so far to start his Mets career. A whisper. All right, we'll continue the conversation with your calls. I know BT has another note that he wants to get to from yesterday's game, something that bothered him even more than Soto. 888-808-1019.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.